Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, Business is Personal, What You Do and Why You Do It Matters. And with me today is our leading lady, Charlesetta Medina, who manages the Small Business Institute at Cal State Fullerton. Good morning, Charlesetta.
Good morning, Shawn Marie.
Thank you so much for being with us today. And Charlesetta, I so love the work that you're doing and what you're up to over at Cal State Fullerton. And today our topic is how to find a mentor and why finding the right one is a game changer. And I want to let our guests know that over at the Small Business Institute, they work with entrepreneurs on all different levels, from those who are just starting out to seasoned entrepreneurs who may be changing lanes altogether or are just at that point in their business that they're really wanting for support. And Charles said, the reason I wanted you for our show today is that I know that mentoring and supporting and giving some really incredible strategic creative direction is really at the heart of what the Small Business Institute does and so much more. So what I'd love to do is start off our show today by asking you, really, how does one go about finding the right mentor, and can you talk a little bit to the fact that why that is so important?
Yeah, mentorship is incredibly important for an entrepreneur. You know, oftentimes as an entrepreneur, you are so focused on, you know, your next step, you know, and trying to grow your business, that it's very important for you to be able to have a sounding board, you know, and sometimes that's not available within your business structure. So it's important to have someone that's, you know, on the outside that can take sort of an objective look at what you're doing and offer you advice and guidance and be a safe place for you to have, you know, those difficult questions that entrepreneurs often have. You know, sometimes you don't know the answer, right? And then what
Absolutely.
Do you do when you don't know the answer, right?
Melanie, that is so true.
And so I think being able to have someone that you can sort of raise those questions to, it becomes really, really important if you want to be successful at growing your business. Now, finding the right mentor can be a challenge as well. And I think the first thing that you need to really think about is, okay, what is it that as an entrepreneur you need? You know, there are different types of personalities. You need to know yourself because there are different organizations and, you know, there's a growing industry in terms of coaching that's available to individuals now. So you sort of have to know what is going to work best for you as an entrepreneur.
So it sounds like what you're saying too, Charles, is that, you know, especially if somebody is kind of, you know, that's something that they're envisioning for themselves, that I'd really love to work with somebody that could support me through this next phase, mm-hmm. but that what they really need to come to the table with is clarity around what it is that they're wanting to work on. Because I
Absolutely.
Think you were kind of alluding to that there are you know, there's a plethora of, you know, mentors and, you know, quote unquote coaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that being said, I want to ask you about mm-hmm. that specifically, that mm-hmm. in what it is that you do, much like in the industry that I'm in, I am a consultant mm-hmm. and strategist and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found in your experience, is there a difference between having a mentor, let's say, with an organization like SCORE, which I think is spectacular, but the services are free and complimentary. And
yes.
then, you know, I know going to the Small Business Institute at Cal State Fullerton, mm-hmm. you know, there is a fee associated with that. So have you seen that there's a difference between the kind of mentoring that people get in those kind of perspectives?
Well, there absolutely is. SCORE, who is a partner of ours within this program, we use a number of their mentors that will volunteer for our student team. So, you know, we're able to do what we do really because we have a mentor pool of probably 300 to 400 volunteers that help support what we do over the course of this semester. But, for example, SCORE as an organization, you know, they do one-on-one mentoring. This, you know, but there's time limits and constraints to that, okay? Whereas, you know, hiring, for example, an individual consultant or strategist such as yourself, you're going to get a bit more, you have a bit more time, you know what I mean, to really explore and work through the issues that are, you know, you're dealing within your business. So
mm-hmm.
I think that with nonprofits, they're great resources when you're starting out and looking for that support. But at some point, you may need a little bit more, and I think you have to sort of up the game. And that's where you would step in, and you know, there is a fee associated with that. But
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're talking about growing your business and developing strategies, you know, that's a lot of time. And so there's a bit of a difference between, you know, a mentor and a consultant who's a, you know, a strategist for your business that you have hired to help you with very specific goals within your business. So you have
Absolutely.
To look at them and and understand that those are all resources for you, but you need to understand where you are in terms of your business and what you need to get to that next level. In some cases, SCORE or the SBDC might be the right choice, but in other circumstances, you know, you might want to really think that it's time for you to invest in hiring, you know, a strategist to work with you. And that's going to be a little bit of a different working relationship.
You know, Charles said, I love that, and I think you just nailed it, and it is, mm-hmm. it's really about the investment. And I want to ask you, too, I know that there's, you know, in a lot of different arenas, and I'm even seeing it a little bit in some of corporate America's conversations, but
mm-hmm.
That there is also this idea of mindset and value. And
mm-hmm.
do you think that there is this, intrinsic, almost, you know, subconscious thing that happens with people when they've actually, you know, kind of stepped in and made that investment? Do you feel like it brings their work or their level of commitment to a different
yeah.
level that may not exist if they are, you know, working
mm-hmm.
with a volunteer?
Absolutely. You got to have some skin in the game. We always
yeah,
say.
I love that. Yeah, I can speak for myself. I definitely have had times where, you know, I'm meeting with a friend or, you know, and who is a professional whose opinion I really value, but
mm-hmm.
but I know I've definitely experienced a difference of how I will take feedback or ideas or suggestions when, like you said, when I've got some skin in the game. Has that been your experience as well?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even within our consulting program, you know, if we have a client that for some reason is a last-minute client and we really work to reduce that fee or waive the fee, sometimes that engagement is, you know, is looked at a bit differently. That, you know, they're not all in, so to speak. And
no,
and that can affect,
absolutely.
And so, You know, there's definitely value in, you know, the program and what we do. There's value in meeting and choosing to move forward with a business strategist or consultant. You know, there's value all around, but it's just understanding what you are going to get with what, you know, what model that is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Nonprofits are excellent, and SCORE is a great organization. But again, there are limits there. And sometimes you need more than what they're going to be able to provide. And then
sure.
What do you do?
Right. Well, you know, and this kind of is taking me down. It's stirring up a couple of questions for me. And
mm-hmm.
One of the things I want to ask you, Charlesetta, is that, you know, our listener base, they're entrepreneurs in many different stages. They're women from corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
They may be women that are kind of transitioning either from employmentship to entrepreneurship or from entrepreneurship, you know, back into mm-hmm. the world of employment.
Right.
But what I wanted to ask you was, with regard to, you know, the idea of, you know, that possibly there could be some mentors or consultants or coaches listening to our call, what would you say to somebody who might be considering doing a trade with someone? So their services cost money, but they are actually thinking, well, gosh, I really, you know, I know this woman and she's a great massage therapist. So I'm thinking
right.
about trading
yes.
my consulting and mentoring services for massage. Like, what has your experience been around actually, like, doing trades where there's no revenue that gets exchanged?
Right. I would say just be careful with that and let it make sense. It really is a personal choice. But what I will tell you is, you know, if there's a lot of that going on, you're going to find it more and more difficult. At least this is, you know, it is just my opinion. I think you're going to find it more and more difficult to find those paying clients.
Mm.
Because if you're sort of bartering your service on a regular basis, what's the incentive for someone to not come up with a barter solution
mm-hmm.
and offer you? And so, I just think you have to be very selective. I'm not saying you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying watch how much you do it.
Okay.
And there's a lot of that, the collaborations and things like that. You know, I think you have to be careful because you're setting the tone for your brand.
No,
you
Charles
know.
Said, I love that, and I am in complete agreement with you. I think, I feel like, too, it shifts almost the way that you feel about yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, for example, if we were the ones doing the trade with someone,
yeah.
I think that there is just, and I think it's kind of an unspoken thing, but it starts to feel a little disconnected because
mm-hmm.
there's not, I mean, not that what we would be giving or what the person doing the trade giving would be of
yes.
any less value,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like there's kind of a message there that it leaves. And so I love, love, love your answer.
Absolutely.
And I feel the same way completely. And one of the things I wanted to ask you too, Charlesetta, is, you know, again, because there are women who are, you know, maybe not entrepreneurs, and I know that the Small Business Institute at Cal State Fullerton really specializes in working with entrepreneurs, but from a mentoring perspective and upping your game and
mm-hmm.
taking things to the next level for the women who are in more of a structured and traditional environment, what would you say to them if they wanted to find a mentor to maybe transition or, you know, go for a new position? Are there, mm-hmm. do you have any feedback for areas where they might be able to start to find a mentor, and again, how to find the right one?
Yeah, I would say, you know, in corporate America, there are more and more companies that have internal, you know, sort of mentoring things that
okay.
they are trying to establish. So that is becoming more and more much more easy for, you know, folks in the corporate world to be able to connect. Now, because they offer it doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to find the right one. Again, you still have to you still
exactly.
have to understand who you are.
Right.
And you still have to be able to find that person that is going to work with you. And that's part of understanding your personality and understanding and how to read someone else's personality to know whether you guys are going to be able to build that relationship. Just merely having a program within an institution doesn't mean that that's the best choice for you. And sometimes, you know, I often tell our students in the business college, you know, I love the college, you know, we've got a great business college, but there is so much happening outside of Cal State Fullerton. And you've got to, you don't need to wait until you graduate to step out and see what it's about. Do you know what I mean?
I think completely.
In your professional world, you know, you're often put in situations where you're meeting other individuals, that you can establish these relationships. Look for people that are where you want to be, you know, and learn how to connect and engage with them, you know. You don't necessarily walk up to someone and go, hey, I want you to be my mentor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think strategically about what you want, you can identify, you know, a handful of people and you do a little bit of, you know, I call it social intelligence. You research them.
I love that. That's
right?
Great.
I mean, you go and you look at their LinkedIn profile. You look at what groups they belong to, and you start to connect and engage. And then, you know, at some point, you know, ask to, you know, buy them a cup of coffee and pick their brain, you know. But it's not about, I need you, I would like you to be my mentor. It's about, I think, coming to that first conversation to, you know, say, hey, you know, this is what something that I'm experienced. Do you have any that I'm experiencing? What do you think? Or have you had, you know, this experience before? And how did you move through it? So it's
mm-hmm.
more of a Q&A. It's not that blunt, mentor me, please. But it's just starting a conversation that will allow you to move towards a mentor-mentee relationship.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, Charles said it makes so much sense. That's really good. And, I love that. I think you are so wise. And I mean, this is the exact reason I wanted you on this particular show, because I know not only do you have experience with mm-hmm. working with, you know, mentors and
yes.
and really walking the talk, but especially, you know, given the work that you do, I mean, you see this every day.
I do.
You know, and what works and what doesn't. And, you know, one of the things I want to make sure that I do for our listeners today is if anybody would love to get a hold of you,
yes.
would you mind, Charles Sutta, giving our listeners your information if they want to contact you or if they want to learn more about the Small Business Institute at Cal State Fullerton? Could you tell them how to reach you?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. I can be reached directly at area code 657-278-8243, or you can send an email. My direct email is C as in Charlie, Y as in Yo-Yo, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, at fullerton.edu. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about what we do and to see if there's a benefit for you, your listeners, to connect.
Fantastic. What you do and why you do it. I love it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Charles Sutta, this is such a delicious conversation for me. Mentoring is very near and dear to my heart, and really from the perspective of seeing people break through, you know, the limiting ideas that they had about themselves, or, you know, bringing to fruition something that they've been dreaming about doing for years. And I know that in my experience, we do not get there alone. You know, we may give birth to this idea by ourselves, but I feel like, too, there is and you kind of started to mention it when we were talking about finding the right mentor or the right coach or the right support system. So one of the things that I wanted to visit a little bit today is, what do you suggest someone do if they're working with a mentor, whether they're a paid mentor or whether it's complimentary or like you said, or it's somebody that they're just having coffee with. But if they start down that road with somebody and it starts to feel like it's not working, how do you suggest that they start to engage in that conversation, especially when there's a part of them that's feeling so grateful, you know, that this person has helped them. But what happens if they come to that crossroads where something doesn't feel in alignment anymore?
Absolutely. You know, and that's going to happen from time to time. But I think if you are looking at entering into the world of entrepreneurship, you're going to have to make tough decisions all the time. You know, you're going to have difficult conversations all the time. So I think the quicker you are able to realize that, you know, that conversation needs to be had, and you tackle it, and you thank that person for what they have poured into you, but you are honest with them and say that I feel that we are, you know, that I'm going in a different direction, but I want to thank you and let you know how much, you know, your help and support has meant to me. You have the conversation, you know. I think especially if you're beginning to feel those things, 9 times out of 10, that mentor is feeling them as well. So have the conversation. It is never as difficult as it is in our head. In our head, it seems like this big, hairy monster.
Absolutely.
But when you actually have the conversation, I think if you're dealing with professional people, they understand that not all relationships work out. Not all business partnerships work out, right?
No, you are absolutely right. They really do, Charles said it. And I know, and I love that you framed it that way, because I know, in, you know, again, doing the work that we do, if it's not a good fit for me, then it's not going to be a good fit for them either.
Absolutely.
And I think really recognizing that, and I think you're right, I think sometimes somebody has to start the conversation, but I would also think, and this would be, you know, certainly just some advice to anybody looking for a mentor, that if they start to engage in that conversation and the mentor seems off-put by it, then to me, and I'd love to know if you agree or not, but to me that would be a huge indicator, then they're definitely not the right fit. Like if they can't engage in a constructive conversation, if they are, you know, getting defensive basically, or feeling like it, I think, Charles Seta, what I've experienced is when coaches or consultants or mentors start to make it about them, about themselves.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, Sean Marie. It sounds like if someone is not hearing what you're saying in terms of the decision you've made as, you know, an individual about your business and the direction that you're going to go, it is how they react is really not about you. It is about them. And maybe they weren't the best choice. Maybe they're not really ready to be a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a mentor, you cannot take this personal. It's not
exactly
personal. It's
right.
Business. And to me that would definitely be a red flag. You know, you have to be able to have and handle difficult conversations and, you know, opposing opinions. So you might get advice from a mentor, but you may not take it. And that is really your choice. You can choose to take the advice or not. And, you know, and if your mentor is being emotional about that, you know, that's a sign. That's a sign for you to read about their maturity as a mentor.
I completely agree. And, you know, too, Charles, that, and again, I you've had so many incredible experiences doing this work that you do. But I would also be inclined to say don't shy away from those conversations, even if they get difficult, because I think that we need that practice
of getting
in there and mixing it up and negotiating. And, you know, I'm not saying go in with the gloves on, but I am saying, like tackle that a little bit, because I feel like at any stage of our business or our, you know, personal development, wherever we are, hopefully, you know, we are all life learners. And I feel like there is always an opportunity to take it to the next level. And I feel like, you know, negotiating your stance or your opinion, I think that that's a big part of it. So,
absolutely.
But it's so funny, and I love that you kind of wrapped up that last question with saying, you know, it's not personal, it's business. And as you know, the name of our show is Business is Personal, What You Do and Why You Do It Matters. So as we wrap up the show today, I have a final question for you. Because we certainly know it's not about taking it personally, but I want to ask you, Charlesetta, can you talk to me a little bit about how is business personal to you, or do you find that that's not the case?
No, I definitely agree with business is personal, but I also think business is business. So there is a time and a place for everything. You know what I mean? And so when you're at a table and you're negotiating business, it's business, okay? But I think, especially as a woman, you know, I love the work that I do. You know, I actually have been in direct sales outside of my job here in Cal State Fullerton for 11 years. And so I have a very interesting perspective. And I think that my work, I want to feel good about it, okay? It's not always about, you know, the money. The money is very, very important, okay?
Absolutely.
And I think it's okay for us to be clear on that. But I think in terms of how I want to feel and who I want to surround myself around and be around and have in my space, those are all those sort of personal decisions that I've made about how I'm choosing to operate and run my business. You know,
I do.
And I think we have to make those decisions and make them wisely. But you have to understand what you want first and foremost. And I think sometimes that can be the challenge for entrepreneurs, is really understanding what is your goal? What is your goal for your business, for your personal life? What is the lifestyle that you're looking for? You know, all of this stuff works together.
It does, absolutely. Well, Charlesetta, I want to tell you, it does make it personal. It does. And you're absolutely right. There is certainly a place for that. But I just want to say, I think the Small Business Institute is incredibly lucky to have you.
Thank you.
I have absolutely loved having you on our show today. So thank you so much for being with us today. This has been really lovely, Charlesetta.
It was absolutely my...
Well, thank you, my dear. And I want to give a big thanks to all of our listeners and remind you that we are here every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. And we will be back next Monday with another incredible Woman Leading the Way radio show. And our leading ladies next week are going to be Judy Enns, the Executive Vice President of the HR Division, and Rebecca Smith, the Senior Recruiter for Eastridge Workforce Solutions. And their topic is going to be Community Engagement as a Powerful HR Initiative. So, Charlesetta, thank you again, and thank you to our listeners. And I will be back with you next time. And until then, I am wishing you a career and a business that you love, a life that you're passionate about, and remember that what you do and why you do it really matters, because business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.